First of all, a very warm welcome this morning to everyone, to our First Minister, Peter.
Last week, I went to the launch of the Relentless International Northwest 200 in Belfast Waterfront Hall. The worlds of motorsport and politics had joined forces to promote the annual motorbike races. They hope to make this year's event a huge success after the disappointment caused by the cancellation of last year's event due to dangerous racing conditions. I asked First Minister Peter Robinson why the event was important to Northern Ireland's tourism industry.
Well, it's been a significant part of the tourist calendar in Northern Ireland for over 80 years now, and while we have some big projects this year which will put us on the world stage, the Northwest 200 still attracts literally tens of thousands of people from outside Northern Ireland into the province for the event, and that brings spending power, and it also means jobs in Northern Ireland.
And do you think the executive will get a good return on its money?
I think the executive have been getting a very good return for a very long period of time from the Northwest 200. I was delighted to see that tourism is providing £90,000 for them this year. I think as they continue to raise the bar on the event, the call gets all the stronger for them to continue to get funding and maybe better funding.
Enterprise Minister Arlene Foster also pledged her support for the event.
The Northwest 200 has been around for a long, long time, and it's very much a key part of what happens up on the North Coast. But of course, that has been augmented this year with all of the other events that are happening, including the opening of the Giant's Causeway Visitor Centre and, of course, the Irish Open, which is coming back to Royal Portrush.
And how much money do you think it can bring in to the North Coast?
Well, every year we get the figures back as to what it brings in, and it brings in millions of pounds to the economy, not just on the North Coast, but indeed right across Northern Ireland, because people are travelling up to the North Coast and what have you. So it is very much a worthwhile investment as far as government is concerned, because we see the money that comes back to the economy many, many times over.
So what have the organisers got planned to make sure that this year's Northwest is a success? This is race organiser Mervyn White.
Big change, we're doing a lot of other family type stuff which we haven't announced yet through the week itself. Paddock walkabouts, a number of sort of pieces of entertainment, if you like, in the paddock for the kids and that type of thing, you know. So we're really up on the ante on that this year, you know, to try and see if we can sort of bring the spectators back again through the paddock area and really, you know, feel good about the whole event itself.
Having Jerry McWilliams there is quite a big draw. What other big names can we, the crowds, on the day?
Yeah, I mean, we're just finishing at the present time with the regulations and that reforms. They'll be going out next week. But, I mean, the interest is massive. You know, we'll have the Michael Rutters. We'll have the TAS team of Alistair and Guy Martin. In the Super Twins, we have the likes of Ryan Farquhar and Jeremy Williams at the present time. You know, so it's early days yet. We'll be announcing them as we go through over the next couple of months. But the interest at the present time certainly is very, very good, and we're looking forward to a top-class lineup for the event.
The inclusion of Jeremy McWilliams on the bill for the first time will be a big draw. I spoke to him at the launch. So this is your first time at the Northwest. What made you decide to race this year?
I suppose I've been thinking about it for many years. You know, I had the opportunity to do it when I was with Joe Miller. Joe Miller was an avid road race fan way back in the sort of mid-90s. We were thinking of bringing one of his bikes over, and one thing that we couldn't do it. The schedule was too busy during Grand Prix season. So a bit more time in my hands, and you know, the introduction of the little 650 class seems like a bit of fun, and really that's how it came about. You know, working with Ryan, obviously, I'm off to see Ryan in Australia. Actually, we're racing his teammates over there, and this conversation started about a year ago at the same event in Phillip Island. And since then, we've been talking about, and you know, maybe do a couple of races like the Sunflower that we did at the end of the year, some of the Mandela Masters we're talking about doing this year, and the Northwest.
As a racer, will it be much different from circuit racing?
I'd say it'd be quite a bit different. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I've a lot to learn. I will be wearing an orange bib, I'm told, which I've never had to wear before. It'll be a first for me as well. But I suppose it's, you know, I look forward to getting around with the rider liaison guys like Philip McCallum and Steve Plater. Hopefully, learn a few things off them before we go up.
Now, all that remains to be seen is whether or not the weather can play its part.
If we can get a bit of decent weather this year, you know, and if the sun shines and everybody comes and buys their programme type of thing, you know, I'd be more than pleased on Saturday night the 19th.